Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting, because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all the journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. We see in this passage the construction of all the tabernacle in the previous verses, and then how the glory of the Lord fills the tabernacle with his presence and dwells in it. And he does this as he also has filled his temple of the new covenant in us through his Holy Spirit. Now, I have lived some time outside of my country, and when you arrive at an airport where you are a foreigner, you feel a bit of anxiety when you need to cross immigration. Sometimes I have entered other countries having a permit as a resident, so I can walk through the line of residents and not through the line of foreigners. I am received as a local. It's a great privilege to enter a country that where you were not born, but be received as a local. It's kind of satisfying to do this walk through the line of nationals knowing you're a foreigner. It's also very nice to enter your own country and knowing you are home. You're no longer a stranger or foreigner, but you are in the country where you're a citizen. In Christ, we have a similar experience in our relationship with God and our citizenship of heaven. We come to see how God inhabits the tabernacle, and his presence is so glorious that Moses needs to stay outside. He has rescued Israel and brought him through the desert precisely for this, to dwell among these people. This is actually the purpose and desire of God throughout the entire Bible. All his plan of salvation is his plan to make his dwelling in our midst, to have communion and friendship with us. And we have known a new stage of this plan, different from the stage where Moses was, the coming of Christ and his dwelling and walking in our midst. Now, Jesus did not only live among us for 30-something years, 2,000 years ago. He died and was risen from the dead, and he sent his Spirit to actually stay in our midst and make his dwelling in our midst. The Apostle Paul explains this in Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 22. And he says, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." So what Paul is saying here is we now live in a stage where the tabernacle has been built through Christ and his Holy Spirit that continues to make the temple grow. And this temple is the dwelling of God among us. We are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And it's really important to understand this doesn't only happen individually in our bodies, but to all Christians as a people. We are all part of a holy temple. We are not individual tents, but we are part of a new holy temple where Christ is the center and the foundation where God has made his dwelling. In this we are made fellow citizens to the apostles and prophets. We are fellow citizens of Moses and Aaron and all who have walked with the Lord. So now when we enter into God's presence, we have the right passport, we have the right visa, we are allowed into his presence, we are not foreigners, we are locals. We have fellowship with him. And this is what he has been at work through the whole story of the Bible.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.